Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Your friends are going to be there. You have a great time talking to them, and you're right there on the lake. And that it's just be right. Yes,
can't
we are so
better.
Fortunate here in Racine to have a lake here like that. I mean, all these events right there at Festival Park.
Well, we're excited for the event. And Don, thank you for having us on today.
Oh, yeah.
And we're hoping to have a big turnout.
I'll see you there. I'm going to be there on Saturday the 14th. We're going to be giving away some prizes and everything. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's do the news here. Are you ready?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump imposes a new travel ban.
We don't want him.
He's bringing back a signature of his first administration, targeting mostly African and Middle Eastern nations. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
The proclamation fully restricts and limits the entry of nationals from 12 countries and partially restricts the entry of people from 7 others. Exceptions will be allowed for lawful permanent residents, existing visa holders, and some other categories.
But this passenger at LAX believes...
If they have the proper credentials and background, whatever, like we were required when we leave the country, they should be able to arrive.
President Trump has signed a proclamation blocking almost all foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard.
The administration will only let in students it deems are in the national interest. Student visa holders already in the U.S. could have their visas revoked. Bryn McCauley graduated from Harvard yesterday.
Harvard and the United States will be significantly poorer if we miss out on the incredible wealth of knowledge and perspectives that our international community brings.
Harvard calls Trump's order another illegal retaliatory step. International students make up more than a quarter of its student body. Losing them would be a big financial blow. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
In Boulder, Colorado. A vigil after Sunday's firebomb attack on a group of Israeli hostage supporters. 15 were injured. The suspect, an Egyptian national, is due in court today to be formally charged. His wife and 5 children are still in ICE custody. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Boulder.
Immigration officials detained his family and say they're being held in a facility in Texas. Yesterday, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from deporting them, saying, quote, deportation without process could work irreparable harm.
A manhunt is underway in Washington state for the father suspected of killing his 3 young daughters by asphyxiation during an unsupervised visit. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
This is not the outcome we wanted to see. We were hoping that we could find Travis today, but we are feeling optimistic.
The children's bodies were found near a campground this week. In Southern California, a senior prank at Malibu High has caused tens of thousands of dollars in damages. Officials say current and former students superglued locks to the doors of classrooms, set a golf cart on fire and pushed it down the stairs and left behind a mess. Fellow students give them an F.
Throwing around food when people don't even have it is just like disrespectful and entitled and privileged.
A district spokeswoman promises the culprits will be prosecuted. Dow futures are up 12. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An air quality alert remains in effect through midday today. The DNR says it remains dangerous for those with breathing issues. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A 26-year-old Waukegan woman working at a Kenosha daycare has been arrested on child abuse charges after a mother discovered bruises on her 2-year-old son in April. The suspect has an initial court appearance scheduled later this week. A 3-car crash in Racine County yesterday injured one person and delayed Amazon package deliveries. The collision happened on Highway 11 in Dover, with one of the passenger vehicles carrying packages for delivery. The UW-Whitewater Warhawks captured their 3rd NCAA Division III baseball championship, defeating Messiah 21-5 yesterday. The team finished with an impressive 49-6 record, losing only to conference rivals. The Humane Society has cut adoption fees through next Wednesday to address a statewide shelter capacity crisis. That includes the locations in Racine and Kenosha. There's more on the Wisconsin Humane Society website. And tonight's Hot Harbor Nights concert at Festival Park will benefit the Marine Detachment 346, a Racine-based veterans group. Music starts at 5:30 with parking available at the South Gate off of 5th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The crew beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers getting home runs yesterday from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins. Daz Cameron hit one 437 feet into center field on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
They're now 12-8 against them.
3-2, hammered out towards left center field, and it is gone for Daz Cameron. That's his fourth hit of the trip, his first home run as a Brewer, and it's 5-1 Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Reds to take the series 2-1. Milwaukee's now beat Cincinnati 12 series in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Really proud of our club to respond the way it did. Really, really proud of it.
Golf, the AmFam Championship going on this weekend at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to, and to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfers Steve Stricker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 67, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 65. Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Relationships, two people together, they take energy, they take effort. You got to smile, you got to listen, you got to talk. It's a lot of work. That's why married people go to bed early. They're exhausted from loving each other. Good night, honey. I love you. I know! So I'm single. I am single. People say, why are you still single? I say, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. And they say, but you don't do anything. And I say, mission accomplished. And women always want to do stuff. Activities. Women want to do things you didn't even know you could do. Do you want to go on an art walk? What's that? Do you want to go to a jazz brunch? No, I don't. I want to break up.
do a lot of cover songs, but that was one of them, the Chuck Berry cover of rock and roll music. 8:11, local news, Tamla Sitz, WRJN. And for today, we've got sunshine in the forecast. Highs near 67. Cloudy tonight, partly sunny tomorrow, cloudy Saturday, sunny on Sunday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now it's sunny at 56 degrees right here at Radio Park. I've been doing this for years, but now young people have a name for it. Now, I called it being lazy. Young people are calling it bed rotting. It's where you stay in bed all day and just relax. Not much more to it than that. Aren't many rules either. You can sleep, eat, watch TV, just stare at the ceiling. The only rule is you're not allowed to feel guilty about it. I never felt guilty about it. Maybe once or twice. It was such a nice day and I was laying in bed just staring at the ceiling. It's 8:12, local news, timeless hits, CCR.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly hate you, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter from the storm. Caught up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Bobby, your plans are new to you, wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. Heard the sing
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Raspberries, Eric Kermit of this group there. Go all the way. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Hey, people 30 and over are asking for sounds from their childhood that younger generations will never hear. It's a good list here we have. A floppy disk being read in a computer. Whoa. A cassette rewinding faster and faster and faster until that final thump. A host saying, smoking or non-smoking? Boy, you won't hear that again, huh? The squeak of the crank of windows on a car. I know this is hard for young people to believe. You used to have to open the windows with a crank to get them to go up and down. And it squeaked. The sound of a quarter dropping into the coin return of a payphone or vending machine. And when was the last time you saw a payphone? Dot matrix printers. Remember that noise? And the cha-chunk of a manual credit card machine thingy. Now, I remember when I was a kid and my mother had it. They called them charge plates back then. They didn't call them credit cards. You used to lay it on this little machine and they had a piece of paper with carbon on it. And you used to run this thing back and forth and make an imprint of your card with the carbon. And that's what they used to charge your card. They didn't have computers the way they have today. And that was the old sound they used to make with those little things. Now, some places still have them in case their computers go down. They could still get your credit card information. I don't like them anymore because they keep a physical record of it so people can see it. But, yeah, I remember that sound. Hey, it's 819 at WRJN. You want to go see the Racine Raiders take on the Indy Bison at Horlick Field this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. All right, I got a family four-pack of tickets. If you haven't won any in the past 60 days, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756, 262-634-9756. That spells WRJN, by the way. And we'll give that person a family four-pack of tickets. From all the calls coming in, I'll plunk one down and give away that family four-pack of tickets to go see the Bison. Hi, what's your first name? Whoop, they hung up. I guess they didn't want to win them. Okay, let's try again here. Hi, what's your first name?
Lynn.
What is it?
Lynn.
Why does it sound so echoey? Are you on a speakerphone?
There we go. Lynn.
Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lynn. Okay. Hold on the line, Lynn. We got a family four-pack of tickets for you to see the Racine Raiders this Saturday night. It's supposed to be a good night, too. And hold on the line, Lynn, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere there. All right. We got a winner. Family four-pack of tickets. We do this for every home game for the season. We're not going to send you out to Detroit or something to watch the game. It's only at historic Horlick Field, right? It's 8:20. Hey, you know what it's time for? Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Hunt for Osama Bin Laden is a ratings jackpot for Netflix, but not to be outdone is the hunt for Michael J. Fox's guitar from Back to the Future. The film is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary in just a few weeks on July 3rd. As you may remember, Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, famously played Johnny B. Goode at the Enchantment Under the Sea high school dance. Fox rocked the crowd with a red Gibson, which was never seen again. The team of guitar-searching showbiz mercenaries includes Fox, co-star Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc, and rock star Huey Lewis. They all appear on camera in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. You too can be part of this manhunt as they are making an appeal to the public to help in the search. Anyone with leads on the guitar's whereabouts can call 1-888-345-1955 or send a message to www.losttothefuture.com. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo,
Show. Plus, Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week. WRJN.
Holly, Peggy Sue, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I went to that site in Clearwater. What's it? Oh, what's it? Not Clearwater. in Iowa, right where the Surf Ballroom is, just up the road there where the plane went down with Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, and the pilot, of course. And it's a real solemn sight to be at, knowing that's where the day the music died, right on that site. Wow. What's it? Clear Lake, Iowa. That was it. A couple in Queens, New York, were magnet fishing in a park. You ever hear of magnet fishing? They reeled in a safe filled with $100,000 cash in it. They called the cops. Sounds like no one reported the safe missing, so they get to keep the money. Huh. Sounds like I found a new hobby. Magnet fishing.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. Wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
Exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's another day of what's called unhealthy air quality. Wildfire smoke from Canada is expected to linger through midday today. Health officials warn that people with asthma, heart conditions, and children should stay indoors or limit time outside. The smoke is coming from massive wildfires in Canada. The air quality maps show parts of eastern and southern Wisconsin as having some of the worst air conditions among areas tested across the globe. A 26-year-old Waukegan woman who works at a Kenosha daycare has been arrested on child abuse charges. Police say a mother discovered bruises on her 2-year-old son in April with an arrest of the worker earlier this week. She's got an initial court appearance scheduled for later this week. Dog lovers in the area can help with a shelter crisis while finding a new best friend. The Wisconsin Humane Society has cut adoption fees through next Wednesday. The shelters in Racine, Kenosha, and around the state are part of a statewide capacity crisis. Foster families are also needed to provide temporary homes. In those cases, the Humane Society provides all necessary supplies and support. And a Racine-based veterans group will benefit from tonight's events in downtown Racine. Proceeds from the Hot Harbor Nights concert series at Festival Park will go to the Marine Detachment 346. The Racine County Hog Chapter is hosting the show. Parking is available at the South Gate off 5th. Music starts at 5:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action
at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 67, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 65. Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
We're at a Holiday Inn Express. So the breakfast buffet there is where they have the cereal where you turn the knob and like four pieces fall out. It's like how you feed a cat for a long weekend, you know? Like, that's enough. They had batter and syrup, and so you pour the, but they had the waffle iron where you make it yourself. So you pour the batter on the waffle iron, you shut it, you turn it over, it locks, it cooks for 2 minutes, you turn it over, you open it, half the waffle comes off, half stays forever. So I'm with my buddy of mine that's my age, so we go through, he's in front of me, batter and syrup, they're in clear containers, they're not labeled, but they're in clear containers. He gets the syrup and starts pouring it on the waffle iron. And I'm not even stopping him because he's not doing it where he's going, I've never done that. He's doing it where we're probably going to try it after. I mean, he's just like, we're like, dude, I can't wait to see what this guy's making. Like, he might know something that I don't know. He shuts it, turns it over, it cooks. He's like looking at us. We're like, I mean, the whole line's like, yeah, hey, what is that going to be? And it makes black smoke is what it makes. Just, I mean, dark black smoke. Just starts filling the lobby. The manager comes over. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I guess I poured the wrong one. These are not labeled. And the guy's like, they're in clear containers. Do you not know the difference of batter and syrup? And he's like, I bet it happens all the time. He goes, I've worked here my whole life, and I've never seen this.
What I say,
Canada. Guess who? American Woman. Day 38, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Hot Harbor Nights are back at the lakefront every Thursday evening. Now, tonight, come and enjoy live music, food, and drink, and win some summer tickets. I guess Summerfest tickets were given away, something like that. Yeah, from WRGN every Thursday at Festival Park, downtown Racine. That would be tonight, because today's Thursday, right? Yeah. All right. We're between Mother's and Father's Day right now, so it's a safe space to share some things about parents that irritate us, okay? Here's what they said. I can't tell my parents any secrets because it would be the topic of the next big family gathering. They call my name, I answer, and there's no response back. My dad has to be at the airport 6 hours before departure. These are things that irritate us about our parents. When they sleep, I am ninja quiet. When I sleep, there's vacuuming, phone calls, booming TV, loud conversations, demolition of part of the house, and the fire alarms going off. My mom always says, long story short, and then proceeds to tell a long story packed with unnecessary details. My mom can't have a conversation without telling me I shouldn't be doing something for some crazy reason like, you shouldn't be using Windex because the birds won't be able to see the window and they'll come and break their necks. And finally, this one's nice, though. They always are showing me love and kindness without making any demands in return. Now, how's a kid supposed to live up to that, huh?
Meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe.
ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
There you go, knock three times. Dawn, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Speaking about knocking three times here, this could be one of the worst nightmares of all time. An 88-year-old woman in the Czech Republic was nearly buried alive the other day after she woke up inside her coffin. Now, in the olden days, they used to put a string inside the coffin that was attached to a bell above ground. Now, the purpose was, if you were buried alive, pull the string, ring the bell, and you'd be saved. Hence the phrase, saved by the bell. Could you imagine waking up in a coffin and they're burying you? That has got to be the worst nightmare ever.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Lots to see this weekend in the theaters if you need a break from the beautiful weather. The biggie is from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, the latest installment in the John Wick franchise. Ana de Armas will carry the torch from Keanu Reeves as the franchise's protagonist. The plot of the movie is there will be violence, vengeance, insane stunts, and people will die horrible deaths, and it will be awesome. At the time of this reading, Wes Anderson's The Phoenician Scheme opens this weekend, starring Benicio del Toro. The film is getting a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for an exorcism or Al Pacino, check out The Ritual, a film where two priests with different backgrounds join forces to save a young girl. No reviews in yet. And finally, a movie with sharks and serial killers? Yes, please. The film is Dangerous Animals and a story about a surfer who is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer. Yeah. 84% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Collect new Brewers swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on July 8th for a special shirt by Lost Files Clothing. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Summertime, and it is almost summertime, right? All right, summer's on the horizon. A lot of pool days, beach days, potentially wet cell phone days. The website The Conversation did a list of wet cell phone myths out there. Here are four of them to be aware of. Myth number one, my phone turned back on, so it's fine. Well, it's obviously a good sign, but it doesn't always mean you're in the clear. Any moisture inside your cell phone can cause corrosion and sometimes takes days, weeks, even months to see the effects. Myth number two, but my phone is waterproof. No, it is not. Most phones are water resistant, but how resistant they are depends on the model. The term waterproof isn't used much anymore because phones are generally not completely safe from water damage. Myth number three, my warranty will cover it. Well, most out-of-the-box warranties do not cover water damage. You have to buy an additional warranty. Even those have limitations on them. And finally, the fourth myth, the rice hack. Don't put your cell phone in a bag of rice to soak up the moisture. It doesn't work very well, and particles from the rice can get stuck in your phone and cause even more damage. So what do you do? Well, here's what they recommend. It's better just powering down your phone, removing the battery if you can, and letting it dry out overnight, and your phone probably will be just fine. Or don't take it near the water. You'll be fine. Something like that, huh? We're here to help you out. 8:53, here's Petula.
My love is warmer than the warmest, sunshine softer than a sigh. My love is
cost of love's too dear.
Garnett will sing in the sunshine. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. We'll also have a whole bunch of stuff, our usual things on Friday morning. We'll talk to Wilbert Kennedy, head coach of the Racine Raiders. We'll talk to, who else do we have? Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. We'll talk to Mike Clemens. Well, sports. And also tomorrow morning, Scott Fisher is going to be here from the Out of Sight Kite Flight at 7 o'clock. So a lot going on tomorrow. And, of course, we'll have that keyword for you in the 7 o'clock hour for the Scotty Text to Win contest from Civic Media and WRJN. We have some more keywords coming up so you can enter and win some great prizes. It's coming up at 11 o'clock with Dan Marcus, 2 o'clock with Kurt Bowman, and again at 4 o'clock with Kurt. And don't forget, Kurt's got his rock and roll reunion to remember, the high school reunion. And that's coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So a lot happening today, but right now it's exactly 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We've just learned first-time jobless claims have skyrocketed to their highest level in 8 months.
247,000 people applied for unemployment benefits for the first time. Economists say tariff uncertainty has companies cutting jobs or slowing their hiring. The government's jobs report due out tomorrow is expected to show employers added 130,000 jobs in May, down from 177,000 in April. The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady at 4.2%. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The president's resurrecting a travel ban policy from his first administration. Correspondent Jared Hill.
President Donald Trump cited last weekend's fiery attack in Boulder, Colorado as the reason